This is Ron Stutz along with Lauren Stafford. Time now for the clean joke of the day on WCHO.
How are you, Ron?
Always look forward to this, this very moment.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Your second day back, and you're not sick of us yet?
Not yet.
All right.
Not yet. It's going to take a while.
All right.
Maybe a couple of weeks, and then I'll be ready to go out again.
then you'll be ready to run away screaming.
That's right.
Exactly.
I'm going to run to the other part of the world.
Well, in the meantime, we have you, and we're very thankful for that.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I feel so wanted.
So loved. So I have a great joke from Fred Black.
You sure this is going to be funny?
It is.
Some of these jokes that Fred sends in here, you know, some of them are really good and some of them are not so good. So.
Right. Kind of like the general theme is hit or miss with the clean jokes. But, you know,
right.
We try at least. Every day, at least we try.
Same way it would be if I came up with them. You know, it would be
exactly.
Rather inconsistent.
Right. And that is why we are in the communications world and not the comedian.
Yeah, exactly.
Day job. Right. All right. A wife asks her husband, "Could you please run to the grocery store, honey, and get me a carton of milk? And if they have avocados, get 6.
Okay.
A short time later, the husband returns with 6 cartons of milk. His wife asks, "Why did you buy 6 cartons of milk?"
Right.
He replies, "Well, they had avocados." I like this joke. I like that joke.
That's really good. You have to think about it for a second.
You have to think about it first. I told you I read it a couple times.
I think Fred is telling this joke from experience.
Maybe.
Sylvia sent him to the store. He screwed up. He came back with the wrong thing.
Maybe.
And he figured,
like a joke my husband might enjoy as well.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And I've done that kind of thing, too. So, hey, listen, thanks.
Thanks.
And thank you to Fred Black.
Of course.
Have a good day.
You too.